You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The spring football tour stays in the state of Michigan to finish out the Big Ten East Division. We head a little bit north and a little bit west today to East Lansing and all about the Michigan State students. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, April 14th, and joining me today as our tour guide in East Lansing to talk all things Spartans football, it is Matt Sheehan's co-host. It is Will Hunter, one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Spartans podcast, taking us through how spring practice has been going for those Michigan State Spartans. And my first question to you, Will Hunter, outside of saying thank you for coming on the show once again, is did I get the directions right? I plugged it into Google Maps very quickly. East Lansing to Ann Arbor, where we were yesterday. Was I good on my directions?
Yes, north and slightly west.
Yes.
There's a straight shot, 23. Pew. Yeah, just down the road. Just down the road, Ben.
How long does it take you to get there generally? Like if you wanted to go to Ann Arbor for any reason?
Like an hour-ish?
Ann Arbor? You go to Zingerman's? I've heard good things. I've had Zingerman's before.
I've been to Ann Arbor a few times. I don't think I ever went from East Lansing to Ann Arbor. I've gone while I was a student at Michigan State. I've been in Ann Arbor, but I would always, for some reason, be coming from like the Detroit area the handful of times that I did it. So it would just come around 94. That's how I would do it because that's where I'm 94. From is the east side. So maybe I went like back to my parents and then met up with a friend and then we drove down to the football game, I think is what we did in like 2010 when I went to a game there. So yeah, I don't think I've ever done the route that the teams would take when they play each other. As strange as that is. Yeah.
That is wild. In all your time covering Michigan State, in all your time hating the Michigan Wolverines, you've never gone from East Lansing to Ann Arbor. That's very interesting.
But No need.
But we're doing it today on the virtual bus tour.
I
went from Ann Arbor to East Lansing, and then I picked you up, and now we're on the bus tour, and we're watching Michigan State football. So that's what we're doing today on the spring football tour.
Theater
How is
mind.
Spring practice going so far for MSU?
Pretty good, I guess.
Nice.
So this is our first spring practice with Mel Tucker as the head coach. Last year obviously was wiped out by COVID. And so it's our first chance to sort of get a feel of what they're going to be like during spring in terms of media availability, transparency. Do they give stats from scrimmages, right? So under D'Antonio, they would do your typical media stuff. Occasionally we would get scrimmage results, but it was always modified scoring. And this was a fun bit. Always, whoever won the first scrimmage, 100% of the time, the other side would win the second scrimmage. So offense wins or defense wins the first scrimmage, the other side would win the second scrimmage every single time. So that's kind of what we're used to, but this is a little different. We didn't get results from the scrimmage. Occasionally, we would get some stats from previous scrimmages. We haven't this year, so it's been a little bit more, I don't know, tight-lipped in terms of that stuff, but we've gotten more inside access in terms of video, pictures. Is a much more social media aware program now under Mel Tucker. And so you can try to like get some insights from that. They posted a 4-minute video Tuesday morning and we got to see, you know, it looks like you can sort of tell, okay, this quarterback is taking snaps with this running back is taking snaps with this line. Ooh. Okay. These two quarterbacks are prominently featured in the video while the other quarterbacks are not. Oh, this player, they made sure to show this touchdown catch, right? So you can kind of, they'll drop some hints a little bit here and there, but for the most part, seems like it's going well. Players are saying good things. Coaches are saying good things, as you would expect, because I mean, I would dig the honesty, but if someone was just like, yeah, we suck. This team sucks. We are terrible. We accomplished nothing today. We didn't get better at practice. We had a terrible scrimmage. That just doesn't really happen. Everyone feels great. It's hope springs eternal, Ben. Hope springs eternal. It's the perfect time of year for some hope. So everyone's pumping out hope. So I don't know. The only way you can really feel is good about how spring practice is going.
Now, Will, I only ask the hardest of hard-hitting questions here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, specifically on the spring football tour. So here it comes. Are you ready? That wasn't the question, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, you are ready. Okay. Here it is. Ready? Here we go. Is this now year number one of the Mel Tucker era in East Lansing?
It is. Okay. Yep. We had plans of canceling year zero after the Rutgers loss.
Right.
Like we had some panic in the streets. It was Bennett was not great.
No.
Not great at all. Turns out Rutgers was significantly better than we thought they were going to be.
And you said that to me after week one.
After
you
the
said,
game.
Listen, Rutgers is not a floor mat. They are just bad. But they're
normal
terribly
bad. Yep.
Right.
They
normal
were
bad.
Back to normal bad, and Michigan State was normal bad last year. Both won a couple games. Rutgers could have won a couple more. I think Michigan State either won or got blown out on the Penn State game. Point is, we were about to cancel year zero after the Rutgers loss. As time went on, they beat Michigan. They beat a ranked Northwestern team. We saw, okay, Rutgers isn't normal catastrophe Rutgers, so we're not worse than a catastrophe. We're just normal bad. It's easier to shake that type of loss off. Pandemic, all the stuff we threw in there into the cauldron to mix up and spit out year zero. At the end of the season, I think it's fair to look back and be like, okay, that was year zero. We can give them a pass for any on-field stuff. And honestly, like you can almost look at that season, despite it, they're what, 2-5? I don't even remember. They won two games. You can almost look and be like, you know what? Like they beat a really good Northwestern team. They probably had no right to do so. Like they had so many glaring issues. The worst Michigan State football roster in terms of talent. Probably since 2007. Honestly, it's been a long time because even the John L. years, like Drew Stanton was there, and Drew Stanton was a second round pick, and there were different. There were plenty of guys that were really talented, and that team last year had a draft pick, maybe two. Like we'll see. So, taking all that into effect, yes, we're gonna still go with it was year zero, and this is now officially year one of the Mel Tucker era at Michigan State.
Fine by me. I will abide by that as well. As last year was year zero, and as Mel Tucker was hired in the middle part of February, and then COVID happened, and they didn't even get a spring practice, how important do you think these spring workouts are for Michigan State as they look forward to 2021?
Very. Extremely. I'm sure you have certainly been paying attention to this because this is part of your job.
Thanks.
But other Big Ten fans, people who, Michigan State, I think about them once a month, right? They may not be as tuned in to what has gone on the last few months in the program. 16 or 17 players have left Michigan State via the transfer portal from the beginning of the football season until right today. And there may be a couple more after spring ball. We'll see. I'm not expecting any big numbers like they had after the season. But yeah, 17 guys gone. They've brought in a handful of early enrollees from the portal, handful of early enrollees from high school. They're going to have their high school class, and they've got commitments from another handful of transfers who will be showing up to East Lansing in June, right? When the new year starts for football. All in all, it's like a little complicated because scholarships, like you can only add a certain amount every year. Mm-hmm. Michigan State, from the end of the season this year to the beginning of the season next year, will have 34 new scholarship players.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And in that group, it's very likely 10 starters, 9 starters, including quarterback, running back, tackle. That's going to shift some things on the offensive line. You're probably going to have two new starting linebackers, starting safety, starting defensive back, rotation defensive end. Like there's a lot of new.
So today in East Lansing, Michigan is the final stop of the Big Ten East Division on the spring football tour. We've been powering through now for 7 programs within an 8-day span, and we're keeping our energy high with Built Bar because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever that provides the best nutrients for you. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. So many amazing flavors, but the one thing you can count on, all of them All of the flavors are covered in 100% chocolate, and they are soft and easy to chew, and they are delicious. It's like a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I have it for dessert. I have it when I wake up in the morning, and I fire up the virtual bus to continue on the spring football tour. Whatever time of the day, it keeps me energized and keeps me feeling good, because Built Bar is perfect for the health-conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but they are high in protein and high in fiber. They have all the good stuff you want to leave you feeling good and none of the bad stuff to weigh you down. Because on this spring football tour, I don't have time to feel bad. I got to keep chugging along through all 14 of these Big Ten programs on our spring football tour. We're done with the 7 from the East. Now we head to the West. You know Built Bar is along for the ride. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So stop 7 out of 7 for the Big Ten East Division. Tomorrow we begin the Big Ten West Division of our spring football tour. But outside of the Big Ten Conference, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Will Hunter, another great member of this Locked On podcast network, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans, continues to enlighten us on what Michigan State can expect for the rest of spring practice, leading into fall camp, and of course, the 2021 college football season.
A handful of those guys are early enrollees. Anthony Rousseau, quarterback, Drew Jordan, defensive end, Kenneth Walker, running back, Jarrett Horst, the tackle, Kendall Brooks, the safety. Like, some of these guys are brought in early, and this spring is insanely important for them because those guys are going to be expected to play pretty quickly and play big roles. And then, like, even the summer stuff and then into fall camp is going to be critically important as well, as they integrate, like I said, up to like 10 new starters, depending on how the rest of the transfer portal shakes out for them. So, like, even more so than a year one coach, quote unquote, getting used to, like, bringing in the program, setting the culture. Here's our spring ball, right? It's first spring ball. Also, you're bringing in half a team, a third of a football team throughout the next few months. So this is the start of that, and that makes it critically important.
This is why I know you are so good at your job as the co-host of Locked On Spartans, the more football-minded host, if I do say so myself, of the two between you and Matt Sheehan.
The more minded I had host.
Football-minded. Yeah, you'd agree with that, right?
No, just the more minded
Very well said. Minded co-host. He's not watching this on YouTube or listening today, so he won't even see that. Don't worry. But this is why I know you're so good, because on my list of questions here, as you can see on the notepad,
okay.
But anyway, it says transfers. How different will it look? And I didn't even have to ask the question because you literally answered that beautifully. 34 or so new faces, scholarship players. Wow.
Yep.
And you said nearly a third, and then nearly half of the starters on the defensive and offensive sides of the ball. That's pretty nuts.
Potentially. Yeah. I mean, we got a quarterback battle. Peyton Thorne could very well win the quarterback battle over Anthony Russo. We'll see. Yeah. But, like, there's two new running backs, a new right tackle, Jarrett Horst, probably end up starting, is brought in to compete for starting spots. That's going to move the right tackle, Kevin Jarvis, into guard, which is his natural position, which is going to further solidify. There's a lot of changes, and I don't blame fans of other schools, and understandably, Michigan fans have been like the number one group in this, and we do the same to them. It's totally fine and above board, and I don't blame them at all. I've seen a lot of Michigan may not be great this year, but at least they're going to kill Michigan State. Oh, Michigan State might win 3 or 4 or 5 games this year. Like, I saw somebody make a bet with a Michigan fan that Michigan State would win, I think it was 6.5 they set the line at, including the bowl game, $100 bet just on the spook. Okay. I think people are really underestimating how much better the roster is already. And uncommitted guys, silent commits, committed guys from the portal, it has a chance to get even better. And I really strongly believe by the time fall camp rolls around, you'll be able to look at Michigan State's roster and be like, okay, this is the fourth or fifth best roster in the Big Ten, which is a massive change. I'm serious. They brought in a lot of really good football players. They're not going to compete with Ohio State. Michigan's going to have more talent. Penn State will have more talent. Wisconsin, we'll see. But they're going to be right there in terms of like the guys they brought in, especially compared to last year. Like it's night and day. They don't suffer fools, Mel Tucker and his crew. He's like, I don't rebuild. If you aren't going to fit here, there's the portal. Like they wasted no time. I like to say the mom and pop shop is gone. Like that's what we were. Michigan State was under Mark D'Antonio. It's very much, you come in here and you work and you pay your dues and you one day you get to play. It's like, no, if you're not good, you're not playing. And if you're not playing, and you can go. Like it's serious and cutthroat, and they wasted absolutely no time making changes they felt they needed to make. Now, we'll see if they'll pay off. Like none of these guys are like 100% sure, like, yeah, this is going to be a first round draft pick they got in here. Like there's a few guys like that in the portal. They didn't get any of them, but they got a bunch of really solid, good football players, experienced football players at all levels. And I think the roster is just night and day from last year.
And one of those guys they brought in, and we focus on the quarterback position battle right now, is Anthony Russo, the transfer from Temple. He is battling with Peyton Thorne this spring, heading into fall camp. But when we get to the 2021 college football season this upcoming fall, do you think it's Russo or Thorne starting for the Spartans?
I do think it's Russo. No job is guaranteed. And like, just look at the saga of Eli Collins last year. If you want proof of that, he was the leading returning rusher in the Big Ten. And he started the season as like the fifth running back on the depth chart because he didn't have a good offseason and didn't have a good fall camp. And so they're serious about that. So Russo's going to have to win the job. I think at this point in their respective careers, he's just better than Thorne. Maybe Thorne has a little bit more future upside because he still is young and has talent, is really cerebral, and did some nice things, positive and negatives, in his start against Penn State. And he had some mop up duty for Lombardi as well, where it was, some good, some bad, which you expect from a redshirt freshman. Has things that he needs to absolutely get better at if he wants to be a long-term college starter, but there's certainly potential there. I think Russo's just kind of, he's a man, and Thorne is becoming a man. Like Thorne is still at the point where it's like, all right, he added 7 pounds of muscle this offseason, and it's not like, He had to add those pounds of muscle or else he was going to get broken. So it's still, they're just at different levels. Now, maybe by the fall, because all reports are that Thorne has gotten better and that's good. Maybe by the fall, it's a different story, but I would be surprised if Russo, someone who has 30 something starts, played plenty of Power Five opponents while at Temple, threw all the touchdowns, yes, threw interceptions, but it's just like a more developed, mature, better quarterback, I would be really surprised if he didn't end up winning the job. I think it's just like they're different style players, but one of them is sort of like a fully formed college product ready to go. And the other one's still very much a work in progress. So I think it's just, they're at different stages right now. I mean, they're 3 years apart. So I would be surprised if Thorne won. If he did though, I think that's great because it's not going to be easy to beat out Anthony Russo. He's a very solid player, and if he has a really nice season, could end up sneaking into the back end of the NFL draft because he's got all the traits you would want. So if Thorne wins the job, that's fantastic. That bodes really well for the future. But I do think Russo will end up winning the job for this one season.
So after I finish up my stop in whatever Big Ten city I'm at throughout the day on the spring football tour, I go back to the virtual bus. I have a small TV. I sit back. I turn on whatever sport is currently going on. That could be the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, whatever it might be. And I know then I turn to my computer or use my mobile device and I go to betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. It's how I continue to keep myself entertained throughout the idle times at nights on the spring football tour on the virtual bus. And I know that I can trust in BetOnline because they have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Again, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So spring football and the spring football tour looks at the stars of tomorrow for the 2021 Big Ten football season. But if we look back at 2020, some of those guys that were making names and making headlines, they are going to be looking to play in the NFL. On April 19th through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Michael Lombardi. Our local experts for every team are making trades, picking the next stars of their organization. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. The Odyssey app has you covered for everything. It's like how we have you covered for everything here on the Locked On Big Ten Show in the spring football tour as we continue around the conference, our final stop in the East Division with Michigan State today. So we've talked a lot about the new faces that will play for Michigan State this year. Is there a returning player? I've normally asked position group that you can be excited by, but is there a position group? Is there a couple of players that Michigan State fans can expect a lot of out of this year?
Yeah, the receivers certainly are all coming back, and that's good. We know Speedy Naylor, big play threat, had a bunch of touchdowns, a bunch of long plays. Jaden Reed's a really good player as well. Trey Mosley was in and out of the lineup. He got hurt early in the season. He was supposed to be a starter, is another solid player. We know Ricky White had the game against Michigan, then immediately got hurt. CJ Hayes missed the entire season. He's a guy who's played snaps the last 3-4 years at Michigan State at receiver. So, yeah, it's a good experienced group with a couple of guys you can really look at in Naylor and Reed and be like, yep, those two are – pretty much going to play or start for any team in the conference at receiver. You feel good about them. And then we add this total wild card by the name of Keon Coleman. Are you familiar?
No, I cannot say I am.
Okay. Keon Coleman is a high 3-star, 4-star receiver who signed with Michigan State on signing day this year. He is 6'3", 6'4", 200 whatever pounds, chiseled out of stone, and is going to be playing football and basketball at Michigan State. He's on a football scholarship, but he's also going to walk onto the basketball team as a point guard. Had like a 60-point game in high school, had a quadruple-double this last season, played at a really tiny, tiny Catholic school. I think it was Catholic. It might not be Catholic. Tiny private school in Louisiana with like 100 kids in it. And so when he was playing, it was a man amongst boys. Like it was, some of his highlights are comedy, but this kid is a special athlete. Like watching him on the fast break and the dunks and like the through the legs, the windmill, the 360, all the stuff. He's just an insane athlete, just a really raw product. And he's a big bodied X receiver that they just don't have right now. He could come in and just be nowhere near ready to go because of technique, fundamentals, just not having high level coaching yet. Or he could come in and just be such a special athlete that it's like, yeah, we got to get him on the field now. Get him, just throw him the ball, throw him a jump ball. We got to get him out there. So that's something that's like a really fun, interesting wild card as well to see, because he's the only receiver they signed in the class, Keon Coleman. They were happy to go no receivers. They got him to sign with them on signing day. And it was a nice win for them on signing day this year. So we'll see. But It's a really exciting lottery ticket, if you will.
I like that. I like to know about Keon Coleman, both in football and in basketball. So thank you very much, Will Hunter. I learned a lot today. On our final stop in the Big Ten East on the spring football tour in East Lansing, our tour guide, Will Hunter, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans, taught me so much, which means he probably taught you all so much.
I'm disappointed you didn't ask about their best player on the team.
Who is the best player on Michigan State's football team?
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, the running back. But you brought him up already.
We should have done this whole segment on Kenneth Walker.
Segment? This is the entire show. I'll give you 30 seconds here to end out on Kenneth Walker. The third, if I'm not mistaken.
Walker, the third. Yep. Yes. Wake Forest scored like 17 touchdowns the last 2 years at Wake Forest. Left because he didn't like the style of offense that Clawson ran there. Just didn't. He wanted to be in a pro style system.
We don't trust Clawson's.
He is phenomenal. And all of the word out of camp is like, yeah, this dude's special. Like he's something else. His tape is insane. You should know against Syracuse. If you watch Syracuse, I know you're a Syracuse guy, but like he had a run where he was surrounded by the entire Syracuse defense, broke 7 tackles and like ran it in for a touchdown. He just, is a phenomenal football player, and Michigan State's running back room really struggled last year. Like, I think the world of this kid's ability. He was a two-star nothing recruit, blossomed quickly at Wake Forest, and Michigan State was able to get him. I think it is a chance, based on him adding Joyner and bringing back the guys they did, that Michigan State goes from having maybe the worst running back group, bottom three running back group in the conference, to one of the top two or three. Like, it's going to be a major difference.
I have seen that Kenneth Walker III highlight against Syracuse because you shared it out, and I think I replied to you, assault, this is not what I wanted to see right now. However, listen, Syracuse football, Dino Babers is a great guy, not great, but we're looking forward to a reemergence for Michigan State football in the Big Ten, and this is Locked On Big Ten Show, and I call myself Big Ten Ben. So to me, that's all great news, Will Hunter. I thank you very much for your time. Any final words you want to spout off about any other Michigan State players before we wrap up the Big Ten East on the spring football tour?
Nope, I think the team's going to be significantly improved, and I don't think they're going to be a great team, but they'll be an above average football team this year, I would think.
Year number one of the Mel Tucker Lansing, Michigan. Year one. Will Hunter, Locked On Spartans, one of the co-hosts along with Matt Sheehan, who's in Florida. Hope you're enjoying, Matt. All right, well, let's wave bye to Matt. Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt. So many, many thanks to Will Hunter for coming on today's podcast and giving us all the information we could possibly need about Michigan State this spring, what they hope to gain from spring practice. They need this practice time under Mel Tucker, not just the new faces, but again, year number one to install all of his schemes and systems in place that they need for a successful Big Ten football season in 2021 in East Lansing. Will Hunter, our tour guide today, our final stop in the East Division. Seven programs done, seven programs still to go in the Big Ten West. And it starts tomorrow with the 2020 Big Ten West champions from a season ago, the Northwestern Wildcats. Will they be able to recreate that success from 2020 in 2021 with plenty of moving parts for the Wildcats in Evanston as well? We will find out on the spring football tour when we stop just outside Chicago in Evanston, Illinois tomorrow on the spring football tour. But until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Wednesday.